JKT Mobile.
Eric and Andrew, if that was you on Echo Link, we didn't hear you. All we heard was go.
Andrew, Eric, Patrick, paying for TFW.
Yeah, Patrick, I don't see anybody logged into Echo Link right now.
I keyed up right before I did, and I wasn't sure if it was Andrew or not because you couldn't hear anything. But he may be having trouble this morning with it.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can y'all hear me now? KO4CES.
We got you that time.
Yeah, I tried to hook up the little microphone after I'd already launched Echo Link. I think I messed it all up, so I had to start back over. How y'all doing this morning? I think I heard Ken and Patrick. Was that Eric that I heard as well?
Yeah, that's me, making my usual run down Anderson.
All right, well, good morning, everybody. Happy hunting day. Unless Patrick's not working Friday, then he's only got one more day.
Oh, I get to drive to Charlotte Friday morning to go see the accountant. It's early. It will be.
What we say, Mr. Lease will be with you.
Why would you change now?
You can't afford DFW. The afternoon in Greer was unbelievable.
How was it so bad?
It was terrible. I mean, I was stopped at Applebee's waiting on the light up there at QT.
Are you saying traffic was just that bad getting through Greer?
Yeah, boy, in the afternoon, it just got terrible. And it was backed up at that light by my house, by the Ingles, all the way back past that little peach shed. It was so bad, I turned down 101 and went down a block and cut back across that way. It was quicker.
Hey, everybody. N4ZLK Mobile.
Morning, Shane. Hope you had a good night.
Good morning, Shane. KN4TFW. Been missing you.
Good morning, Shane. KO4CEF.
Well, I was in here, but good morning to you. Man, I guess I'm sleepy. I'm losing my voice. I had a pretty good night. Got sleepy again, even though I slept really well yesterday. But just riding along listening. I might come in and out here. Got about 30 more miles to go. It gets harder to hear the closer I get. So in case I don't talk to any of you anymore today, hope you all have a good day. But I'll be listening. N4ZLK.
1KA3JCA is still alive.
Richard, Miss Ellie, KO4HK.
Good morning, Richard, Miss Ellie. Sure, it's good to hear you, Richard. KN4TFW.
Good to hear you again. Hope you and Miss Ellie are having a good morning this morning. W2JKT.
Good morning, Richard. Glad to hear you back on the radio. KO4CEF.
Morning, Miss Sally. Hope y'all have a good day. Good to hear you, Richard. N4ZLK.
Much this morning. Miss Sally, she's laying here, and she heard Patrick and Shane pop on there, and she's like, say hi for me. So that's what I did. So I'll be sitting here listening for a little bit, but just so you guys know, I came home Friday, and I just kind of been resting this past weekend, but I've been doing a lot better. So I'll be listening for a little bit, KA3JCA.
Oh, it's definitely good to hear you back on the radio. I'm glad you're back home. Hope you continue to get better, Richard. KO4HK.
Hey, did you get that thing over to Bob yet, or do I need to send that to him?
It is taken care of. We're going to do it next month.
Okay, you're doing it for March instead of February? Okay. That'll give me a little bit more time, too, and then you and I can sit down and decide what we're going to do as far as that demo.
But guys, I'm losing a repeater early this morning, and I've got a lot to do this morning, so y'all continue on. Good to hear everybody, and I will say 7-3s for now, and everybody have a safe trip. KO4HK, I'll be clear.
7-3, Patrick. Catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Patrick, have a great day. W2JKT.
Have a good day. N4ZLK Mobile.
Balloons way up in the air at the Hyundai place. Well, I hope they don't get shot down.
KT. Yeah, I read yesterday that one of the ones they shot down might have been a ham radio balloon.
It's the China, since it had a Chinese chipboard on it, right?
Shooting down everything they can find so they can look like they're doing something.
Don't miss a balloon. It's not really moving.
Yeah, I wish somebody luck if they try to send an APRS balloon and track it, man.
Over Alaska, I think it was like K-9 Yankee Oscar or something like that. They had an APRS balloon that stopped reporting about the same time that the government went up and shot down a balloon. So they're thinking it might have been an APRS balloon that was shot down.
Flag on the side of the balloon and put your call sign on it, right?
Idea, I don't think, especially now.
Read it, going by it at like 500 miles an hour.
Even care. I mean, you know, the public backlash was so bad about the first Chinese balloon, and, you know, the fact that they didn't do anything about it until it had already flown across the entire country. You know, the public, you know, feedback on that was extremely negative, so now they've gone the complete other way, and they're just shooting down everything in sight. You know, it's just kind of dumb, if you ask me.
It's just distracting us from something else that's going on.
It's definitely dumb what we're doing now, but yeah, and I believe it's probably another distraction. I mean, Eric was right. He let the other one, he let the balloon fly across the whole country, and now he's shooting down everything that you can even find on radar or however they're finding.
Best balloon couldn't have been that big, right? I see on Facebook that, what is it, W5KUB? I mean, they got a little Mylar balloon that's half inflated with a little half-ounce payload chip that sends out, you know, a few milliwatts for people to track.
They're going to ban amateur radio balloon flights or something.
Before they ever pop or stop transmitting, you know, you get several trips out of them sometimes.
On that W5KUB, it's been up like 400 and something days.
Man, that's pretty impressive. That's a long time.
Never see it on radar.
I wouldn't even realize that you could keep a balloon aloft that long before the gas starts, you know, seeping out or whatever.
It's a balloon, when they let it go, it looks half deflated, you know what I mean, already before they even let it go. I mean, but it's flying at like 40,000 feet.
I definitely think we've swung to the other side of the spectrum now. We're really trigger happy.
They missed that balloon with a rocket there in Michigan on the first try.
Could end up, I wonder.
And into Lake Huron. Hopefully they went and got it. Somebody with a magnet doesn't fish it out.
All right, gentlemen, I'm pulling into parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good day, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that day, and you won't have to take that antenna off this morning. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, WTUJKT.
On the news this morning for the headlines.
I don't even think I want to know.
Do you wear any pictures of where the ground opened up over there in Turkey where that earthquake was?
The earthquake, but I didn't really go and look at a lot of the news about it. I knew it was bad and that a lot of people were hurt and a lot of people died, but I haven't seen pictures.
It was like 35,000, but it opened up some cracks in the earth that if you were standing there, you would think you was at the darn Grand Canyon. I mean, there was this one guy's olive grove is like completely gone. It's just down in a big old hole, and I mean, this crack is like 3 or 4 miles long, 300 yards wide.
Nuts. That's a huge fissure. Yeah, but, you know, earthquakes are powerful things, and, you know, the earth is going to be doing it forever and ever, so, it sucks that so many people, were affected by that, and so many people died, but, you know, it's going to happen. You know, every day you need to live it like it was your last, because, you know, it might be.
Wait, for sure, you
you definitely can't tell. We ain't guaranteed tomorrow, but we ain't guaranteed the next hour, right?
Yeah, don't waste time, is what I say. I try to teach the kids that, but all they want to do is sit around and play video games.
Last night I walked the dog a little bit later than normal. The sun was just starting to set, and I looked up in the trees in the distance. There was a great big horned owl.
Can be pretty aggressive if you get too close to him, I think.
Highest limb on the tree, and he was just sitting there looking around. When I got home, I got the binoculars out, was able to see and that. He's beautiful. It's awesome. You don't always get to see one of those.
In Seneca, I had a couple of owls that were living in the woods around my house for a little while, and they were large, and they were extremely beautiful. I mean, just, you know, they're beautiful animals, and just to see them fly through the woods, you know, they're large and have a big wingspan, but they navigate through these densely packed woods with grace that you don't see in many places at all.
Today, me and Susan were canoeing down this little creek, about a 20-foot wide creek, and when we got back there in the, you know, unpopulated spot, and that, there was a big old owl sitting there on a limb. He was just sitting there.
Pretty unassuming, you know. Most people don't look at an owl and think that's an apex predator, but man, those owls are crazy predators. They will kill something in a heartbeat. You know, small animals, you know, cats, whatever. You know, they'll go for it.
Went out, had my headlamp on with the dog, and I shined it out, and there was an owl. He was sitting on a stump in the corner of the yard watching my. I got a deer feeder with some corn, and I guess he was waiting on a mouse to come out to get some of that corn.
Too, I guess, but they are definitely beautiful creatures. We have a lot of, like in Shelby, we have a lot of like these hawks and, you know, the kind of like normal run-of-the-mill stuff, but I haven't seen any owls up here yet.
Hawks, I know I go out there in the field and out by my deer feeder and that, you'll see a big old pile of feathers, and I gotta assume that that's what it was.
Unfortunate incident of hitting one of those with my truck one time, and it was trying to fly across the road low. I guess it was maybe trying to chase a predator or a prey or something, and it just flew right out in front of my truck, and I hit it, and it just exploded into feathers. I mean, it was not a fun time.
I heard something out front, and it was a bird, and he was screaming for all his life, and I opened up the door, and a hawk had my woodpecker pinned down, and I hollered at him, and he turned him loose, and the woodpecker flew and hooked onto the screen right beside me, and then ducked around the corner, and the hawk flew off.
Pecker got to live another day, but man, yeah, that's, nature's a cruel beast, that's for sure.
Neighbor's yard, a hawk had a bird down, and the other hawk came and took it from it.
Ski vultures getting a fight one time over some roadkill up here in Shelby. There was like a skunk or something that somebody ran over, and right there in uptown Shelby, you know, main drag or whatever, and, yeah, I came home from work, and there was this big crowd of turkey vultures, and they were, you know, fighting each other over it.
Birds. I mean, they're really awesome at what they can see and what they can smell. And that, because I had some freezer burned meat, this big roast or something, and that, and I threw it out over the fence in front of my camera to see what would get it. Come back about an hour later, and it was gone. And I pulled the camera card. It was a big old buzzard. He come down there and got it. There was no way he could have smelled it. He had to have seen it.
They do say that those the birds of prey have incredible vision. They can see, you know, tiny, tiny details from very, very far away. It's kind of amazing because I can't see anything.
Probably a good thing we can't see that good far away. We'd be scared to death of what we were seeing.
If we could see all the little things crittering around in the ground and stuff, we'd probably never leave the cave.
You can hear like an owl.
Going, and you know, I won't hear a thing, but my dogs will like stick their heads up and point their ears up, and I'll be listening, and I won't hear a darn thing, and then they'll start barking and run outside and whatever, and you know, they heard something that I couldn't hear, and it got them all started.
The coyote's been cutting up the last few nights there behind the house. They were so close, I carried a gun out there with me. I thought, you know, I might get a shot at one.
Cody's down in Seneca living in the woods, but yeah, Shelby's a different animal. You know, I don't have, there isn't a whole lot of wildlife. We get deer sometimes, but, especially over the XYL's house, we have deer over there sometimes, but I'm more uptown, sort of in the city-ish, and there's just not a whole lot of wildlife where I am.
A trail cam and be surprised. You know, I didn't know the behind my house was like Grand Central Station there until I put up a trail cam.
It was completely fenced in, and you know, right behind me is somebody else's house, and then to the left and the right. So I don't really have any woods nearby. And then, you know, it's a pretty busy street that I live on, Sumter Street up there. So I could try, but I kind of doubt I would see anything.
I got two gray fox, a possum, three raccoons, several cats, all kinds of deer.
Most of the wildlife I see is human in nature, just from all the people around. But young folks in particular like to be out late at night and hi-hi.
And one day mine picked up some suspicious characters, man. They'd go by with backpacks that were obviously empty, and they'd come back 10 minutes later, and they'd be loaded down. And, you know, cutting through the woods and everything. Finally, the church put up some signs, and the police got on to them, and it stopped. KN4TFW.
JKT. Yeah, you know, there's people doing stuff all over the place, you know. I try not to, you know, just jump to conclusions or anything, but yeah, there are a lot of people doing some bad stuff out there and doing some suspicious things.
You got a lot of traffic this morning?
It's definitely heavier than it was yesterday morning.
I was thinking I'm going a little faster than I normally go, but man, I'm just getting past like I'm stopped. Going past the 75.
Yeah, so you're going north, right?
Yeah, Roger.
Where do you get off?
Yeah, get off at the 80.
It might start getting a little thick on you. They had 85 north closed at exit 96 when I got on this morning. I'm not sure how long they're going to have it closed for, but they're doing some closures on the northbound side this morning, all throughout the construction zone, so just be on the lookout for that.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I get off right as the construction zone starts. I get off right there.
Okay, that's not too bad. Yeah, that's Gossett Road. I think there's a DC fast charger there that I use sometimes if I didn't quite charge enough to make it home. Yeah, there's another weird thing. I don't know, do you go by Woodruff Road at all on your commute?
Like the area.
Every time I go under the overpass at exit 51, there's some kind of noise source there that opens and squelches on my radio and really just pegs the S-meter, drowns out the repeater and everything. I can't hear anything in there. Have you seen that at all?
Not there, but I got a spot on 29, right there at 29 and the bypass 80. There's an electronic billboard, and it does the same thing. I mean, it pegs out the S-meter, and you ain't going to hear nothing.
Billboard anywhere near where this overpass is. I mean, it's right under the overpass. Like, as soon as I get out from under it, it's fine, and it's like night and day. I don't know if they have some kind of, like, radar-based traffic counter or something like that under there, but something under there is really just, you know, wiping out the 2-meter band on my radio here.
Those traffic cams?
you know, it's really broadband noise. I mean, I can tune to other places on 2 meters, and it's the same thing. So whatever it is, it's really broadband, and just take, you know, just wipes everything out.
Notice that, like, when I'm getting into the area, it starts getting worse and worse, and then it gets really bad. And then when it quits, it just, like, it just turns off. I mean, it doesn't fade out. It just turns off.
Exactly what happens, you know, if I'm coming southbound, you know, it just turns off, like, instantly. And then when I'm going north, it turns on instantly, and then, you know, fades out. So something's weird going on there. Something weird is definitely happening.
Mention it. Me and the wife were over. I was kind of in that area. I was down closer to town, about a mile closer to town on 385. From that intersection you're talking about, and the I had to turn it off. The radio was just terrible.
Myself, one of those 2 meter handheld beams with a tape measure, and maybe go around there and see if I can locate a locate the direction from which it's the strongest and see if I can identify what it is, if I ever have time. Of course, I'll never have time to do it, but it's a nice idea, I guess.
An electronic billboard kind of where that strip club was on 385. And I mean, it was so bad that my wife commented, "What is that on the radio?" And then I just had to turn it off.
Document it, and come up with some evidence that billboard is interfering with our service. Then, you know, the FCC will get involved and send a letter to the owner or whatever. But you just got to do the work and be able to prove that that's the source of the emissions. But yeah, I mean, they're definitely not allowed to interfere with us. Unfortunately, the burden is on us to prove that they're interfering. So, I don't know. I could probably do it, but just like I said, I'll never find the time.
We just know when it's going to happen, and that's like in the mornings you'll hear me, you know, tell the guys, hang on to me, and I'm getting in my bad area. And it's always going to do it right there for, you know, a quarter mile.
You know, put up with it is what we normally have to do. But anyway, I'm getting down here where I'm starting to lose the repeater. So I'll let you run, and it sounds like you're almost to the place anyway. So, Andrew, have a good day, and best 73 to you. Maybe we'll catch you in the morning tomorrow. This is W2JKT.
Rick, have an awesome day. And yeah, I'm about a half a mile from turning into gate. So you have a good one, and we'll catch you later. KN4 TFW 73. To Miss Sally, if you guys are still out there.